Hi, I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
I'm sure you'll all be pleased to know that Diane and I solved the mystery of Brock's missing money.
Well, technically, our interns solved the mystery. Okay. They found the envelope in the studio where we were filming the video podcast.
Potato, potato.
No, anyway, moving right along. Today, we're going to hear from our listeners. Many of you have been calling the toll-free comment line and leaving questions on the blog.
And some of you had questions about the unsolved mysteries in the Green Ring Conspiracy.
And several wanted to know what's coming up in Album 54.
The time has come to answer some of those questions, and we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty.
Dig up some dirt.
Unleash the secrets.
And journey into the minds of Dave Arnold and Paul McCusker.
That's a little bit scary. But what are we waiting for? Let's get started.
Dave, it's question time.
It's question time, Paul.
It is.
It's our favorite time of the week.
I have been looking forward to this for a long time, since last time, in fact.
Nathan has the first question, and it's an audio clip.
And who is this from? Do you know?
It is from Paul from Billings, Montana. Now, let me just say before you play the clip that I have a very deep affection for Paul, even though I don't know him, because he is from my hometown of Billings, Montana.
Hi, Adventures in Odyssey. I was wondering if you're going to involve the Green Ring Conspiracy involving Mr. Grout and Jason Whitaker. Thanks.
That is a great question, Paul. And the short answer is yes, we will. And you know what? And I think I'm okay to say this. We are going to deal with what happens with Jason and Mr. Grout in this big adventure. And just for you, one of the agents who helps in that adventure will be Agent Billings.
Okay. The next question is from Odyssey Fan Number 1. And Odyssey Fan Number 1 writes, is Mr. Grout actually the chairman from the Novacom saga? And are Mr. Grout, Dr. Blaggard, and Mr. Charles possibly in cahoots? Cahoots is very close to Billings,
actually. Yeah, Cahoots is...
It's just a nearby suburb of
it's
Billings.
It's like 3 miles northwest or something.
I think it is.
Cahoots, Montana. Well, here's the answer to that question, and I'm not going to be ambiguous about this at all, because this is a question I think that has come up.
Sure.
You know, we did the Blackheart saga, mm-hmm. and then we were in Novacom, and everybody who listened to Novacom kept waiting for Dr. Blackheart to appear, even though he's dead. But the real answer is no. Actually, there is no real connection between Mr. Grout, Dr. Blackheart, and Mr. Charles. Fresh bad guys are a good thing to have every now and again. Okay.
Following up with that, Paul, Ryan asks, will Buck be in any future episodes?
Buck. Now,
everybody likes Buck.
Interesting question. I've been fascinated that fans have engaged with Buck. So I'm going to say that Buck will probably make a reappearance in Odyssey. Now, I wouldn't want to be the one to give away how he will reappear in Odyssey. So our next question is from Faith and Anna in Ithaca, Michigan.
We were wondering how Jason got his idea for his stiletto voice.
We played with a variety of different voices in the studio. Townsend's an incredibly talented actor, and we just put him through the paces. We said, try it up here and down here and make it gruff and make it light. And we did all kinds of different things and finally settled on the one that everyone heard with the hope that people wouldn't identify him as Jason before the big reveal with Wit.
So the next question is from Jesse, who asks, is Detective Polehouse going to come back on the show?
Yes. In fact, Detective Polehouse will be heard in at least one episode in the next album.
Wonderful. Okay, the next question comes from Nathan in Jackson, Tennessee.
Hi, I was wondering what's going to happen to Mr. Skint after all this. Is he ever going to come back again, or is that the last time that we'll see from him?
Well, Nathan, I think the easy answer is that if Buck reappears in Odyssey, Mr. Skint will be somewhere nearby at some point. So, yes, I think we will see Mr. Skint again at some point in Odyssey.
He was a fun character.
He was a fun character, and the actor was wonderful to work with. David Selby was brilliant. But, yes, I think we wound up liking Mr. Skint as a character more than we expected to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the fun things about the Green Ring Conspiracy, by the way, is not only the heightened interest in a lot of the characters and the questions about them coming back, but even while we were doing the show, we had some interesting changes regarding the characters. One in particular was the character of Penny. In the original outline and where we were going with it, Penny was going to turn out to be sort of a double agent. She was working for the other side. Well, we got into the first six episodes and recorded those, and we so loved the character of Penny and how Kimmy Robertson was playing it. Mm-hmm. So I had to go back and rework all the episodes in the second half of the series to allow for Penny to stay one of the good guys.
Okay, so the most important question we're going to answer today is from Noah. Dear Mr. McCusker, how long have you been growing a beard? Sincerely, your biggest fan, Noah.
Noah, I have had a beard off and on since about 1981 of differing lengths. Now I don't have a full beard. I'm actually wearing a goatee now. And I have been clean shaven at various times in my life. I will tell you something that not a lot of people know, but there was a point where the reason I had to shave the beard was because it had gone sort of dark and gray, where my wife said I looked like a badger and that she really would like me to get rid of it. So rather than look like a badger, I had to shave. So Dave, we have a question, and it says, both of you have acted as characters in Adventures in Odyssey at one time or another. What has been your favorite voice or cameo that you've gotten to do? Do you like being behind the microphone?
I don't fancy myself an actor, but it's fun to do. I think the things I've enjoyed the most are when we've done like the live show here in Colorado Springs, and for some reason having that audience feedback is just fun to play off of. But the first role I ever did is probably the one I would least want people to recognize, because it's the voice of Jesus in the first Imagination Station mm-hmm. series that I was totally corralled into. I was the new guy on the block, and you're like, hey, Dave, you go in and try it. I thought, well, this won't last very long. And the next thing I knew, I was like doing the part, so.
That's how they duped me into doing Glossman, so we're serious? All part of the same club.
You think we would have learned or something from
that? Well, no, I did learn. That's how I duped you into doing Jesus. It was easy having had the same trick pulled on me.
Awesome. Okay, so our last question is from Isabella in Sherwood, Minnesota.
I was wondering how you guys come up with the stories for the episodes. Because they're, like, so good. And I wanted to know how you guys come up with them. Like, did you have that experience? Or did they just come out of blue? Or did you pray to God and he gave you an answer?
Oh, what a sweet voice.
That was
I love her
beautiful
voice.
Beautiful voice, yeah.
You should call back more often.
Isabella, we will take our ideas wherever we can get them, really. So I think it's fair to say all of the creativity is God-inspired. I'd like to say that. I think God is behind inspiring us in all that we do. But honestly, it's never one place. Our ideas will come from such a variety of different sources and ideas.
It's such a collaborative effort that, you know, someone may come up with an idea and then there are other sort of ideas that feed off of that that may alter it just a little bit. So it really is it's a good team mm-hmm. Exercise of trying to come up with, you know, creative and new things, and maybe one will spin off into something that nobody even thought of altogether. So mm-hmm. that's just, again, testimony, as you said, to the fact that it's inspired by God, I think.
Well, thank you very much for all of your questions. I want to thank the people of Billings, Montana for not writing in to complain about anything we've said about Billings, Montana.
And thanks for the people who actually did call in so we could respond to their voices. It's really nice to hear from mm-hmm. the fans.
That was a lot of information about Adventures in Odyssey. Too bad they didn't answer any of the questions I submitted.
What did you want to know?
If I could be a character on the next album.
I'd say it's about time. You mean voice a character like a waiter or a policeman?
No. More like introduce a new character who's a savvy, stylish crime fighter, an expert in parkour.
Oh, well, I think Emily Jones has the detective thing covered.
Does she do parkour?
Do you?
You know, before we sign off, I think we should give our listeners another little treat.
That's right. We have the world premiere of the first audio preview of Album 54, Clanging Cymbals and the Meaning of God's Love.
I get to pick one lucky person to be my assistant.
The special guest for this weekend is... Melissa Cyphers!
You're kidding! I want to go.
Wooten? Yes?
Who do you want to be your assistant? It's your choice.
My choice? This makes that whole paper-plastic conundrum seem like a day at the beach.
You're trying to bribe us to meet your cousin?
Come on, she's into music like you are, so I thought you could, you know, make her feel welcome. You do me this favor, and we'll call it even.
This better not be a trick.
A trick? Nah, believe me. I'm only thinking of one person here. You can trust me on that.
Huh?
Katrina, your hair.
Is something wrong with it?
Oh, no, no, no. It makes her look like a Q-tip. If you don't like it, you should tell. Perhaps it'll grow on me. Perhaps it'll grow on her. Down to the length that it was.
Unless she gets it cut again before then.
What?
She might do that since you told her you like the style.
Indeed.
We received a letter today, and
it seems our Emily is a genius!
Emily's a genius?
I wonder who Wooten's going to choose as his assistant.
And, most importantly, when are we going to be able to hear all those episodes?
Clanging Cymbals and the Meaning of God's Love will be released for download in September and on CD in October. The episodes will also air on the radio and online starting this fall.
And we'll have a special poster of Album 54 in the September issue of Clubhouse Magazine. If you're a subscriber, be looking for it. But I have one more question, Bob.
Yeah?
When will I get to be on the official Plugged In podcast again? It's been a while.
Well, you know, you're right. It has been a while. How about our next one, episode 105? We can review the new Pixar movie, Cars 2, and our Odyssey listeners can join us at PluggedIn.com.
Awesome. I'll buy the popcorn. And while you're browsing online, be sure to stop by witsend.org/podcast to vote on the finalists for the Avery Awards in the Green Ring Conspiracy.
Now, voting just wrapped up for the Green Ring Art Contest, so we'll have those winners on our next podcast.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Feel free to leave a comment for us at 855-784-QUIT. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day's an adventure.